Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Once again, I welcome you to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're continuing with and finishing today is called Spiritual Warfare Introduction, and the topic is A Final Word on Spiritual Warfare. And this is part six from a six-part series. From the very first day a person is born into the earth, they're in spiritual warfare, whether they know it or not, even though they're a baby. And as the years go by, we get more understanding as we mature as well. Like I said, from the very first day the person is born onto the earth, he or she is in a spiritual battle without choice, purely because they are a human being. It has nothing to do with your nationality, your color of your skin, male or female, or age, and often the battle is going on before the person is even born. In the Bible, Satan is the god of this fallen world, not the god of the universe, as only one God, one true God, but Satan took the position from Adam and Eve and became god of this fallen world and the fallen world system, only that he has no power because Jesus defeated him and took back the power that had been given to him from Adam and Eve. He uses lies and deceptions to get the authority that mankind has to cause problems in their lives of people, and this is where the spiritual battles are. One thing I must make very clear, that God is supreme and there is no competition between him and Satan. Satan is a fallen angel cast out of God's kingdom. Each believer must grow in their understanding of the spirit realm and natural realm and how they function, also in the area of angels, demons, and how they function and what are the tactics used by Satan. God in his grace has recreated the human spirit to be able to contain the Holy Spirit. When we become born again, our spirit man is recreated from unrighteousness, sin, to righteousness in God, in Christ Jesus, and therefore the Holy Spirit can come and live in us. That is the born again believer. Maturing in the spiritual warfare as a Christian comes from understanding the Word of God and operating in, as well as the practical experience that comes through prayer, counseling, and deliverance ministry. It does not come overnight, but over time in conjunction with and by the Holy Spirit. When we step into spiritual warfare and become more active in it and more successful in it, we must know our authority as a born-again believer. We must know that God has given us authority in the name of Jesus to bind Satan, to bind the enemy and the spiritual forces, and also to loose the angels of God in a situation. Our spiritual maturity must come to a point where we're operating in full authority in the spiritual realm. And Jesus said, what he has done, we will do, and even greater works. To do this, we must know our spiritual authority. We must know the name of Jesus, the anointing upon us as well. And when we speak to a situation in the name of Jesus, it must bow the knee. The demonic realm, the spiritual realm that belongs to Satan and his spirits and devils must bow the knee to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in our authority as a born-again believer, as sons and daughters of God. One last point I'll put towards you, that you must know the Word of God or enough scriptures to go into spiritual battle. For example, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, I bind this spirit of control and command it to stop, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. There are scriptures that you have to know that when you speak them out, the devil knows that those scriptures are in authority and that you have the name of Jesus and the authority in you. You must know the Word of God to go into spiritual warfare. That's important. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.